The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, this weekend gone by saw the reopening of clubs and live music venues across the country. Now, further guidelines could be about to come into place, and telling us now how ticketing will be applied is our political correspondent Sean Defoe and Michael O'Donovan, Cork chairperson of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and owner of the Castle Inn, both on the line. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, ticketing. The sector felt they were ambushed by this ticketing business. What's the story?
Yeah, understandably frustrated, I suppose, when you look at how last week folded out for them, when we had all the high confusion on Tuesday with the announcement that contained an extreme lack of details. And then all these places got the guidelines that came out later in the week and thought, OK, this is actually a bit more liberal, a bit more loose than we thought it was going to be. We can kind of work with this. And then late on Friday evening told, actually, after this weekend, you are going to have to ticket. So that's really the big discussion point of the meeting that's going on this morning between members of the hospitality sector and officials from the Department of Enterprise and the Department of Arts and Culture. Just in the last few minutes, Pat, our reporter Andrew Louth, who's also been covering the story this morning, he's reporting that the sector was told at the meeting tickets would have to be booked an hour in advance at the latest. All tickets will have to be digital and there will be no congregation outside venues. Now, of course, the point of this ticketing system is to try and avoid that congregation. And we saw some of it at the weekend. If you saw,
I could not believe it. I was looking at the video of Coppers and the guy who took it and put it online and shared it with everybody. He was using expletives because he couldn't believe there was no social distancing in the queues at all. And it went all the way up Harcourt Street, right up to the Garda building there. I don't know whether it's still occupied by the guards because their lease had run out. But anyway, extraordinary. And didn't see any sign of any bouncers walking up and down saying, spread out there.
No, it looked like All-Ireland Final Night in times of old. And back to that again, there was absolutely no dispersal of people. And I'm sure we saw it in other parts of the country that didn't make it on to social media. So this is the thing the government is trying to tackle with this ticketing measure, that you won't see those large crowds queuing outside and causing more congregation on the street once venues are actually full. Now, how it's actually going to work in practice, see, that's the question, you know. So this idea that tickets would have to be booked in an hour in advance at the latest, I'm not entirely sure how workable that is.
That's not bad. You're feeling you've had a few pints in your pub with your COVID cert and you say, oh, we might mooch up to Coppers or Tramlines or whatever. You go on your phone. Well, you still have a couple of pints on the counter in front of you. Easy take an hour with your travel time. That should not be onerous.
Well, it depends on whether it's an hour in advance of opening time, because the suggestion over the weekend was that they would have to be booked before the venue actually opens. So if you have to book it before whatever time Coppers or whatever venue opens at, say, 11, there is an element of having to forward plan there. And you can't just do the rock up of, OK, we'll have an hour over another pint. So need to see a bit more detail on that. It also still would wipe out the idea of walk-ins and the idea of anyone just coming up on the night. You know, you get a spur of the moment sort of a thing. You can go in like what you're talking about there. So a little bit more detail needed on that. But that's, if it is ahead of the opening hours, then that's going to be difficult.
Now, do they need to pass any laws in order for this to be implemented?
That's a good question. I don't 100% know. I don't think there is any new law that would require ticketing on them. But given that you are, I suppose, imposing something entirely new on the industry, there possibly could be. There's been no talk of any new law.
Yeah, no, the reason is, I think it was Robert Troy on the weekend on one of the programmes saying that it would be passed by Thursday. But the Dáil is not sitting this week.
No, now Cabinet is meeting tomorrow. So unless that's what he meant, that the Cabinet could pass measures tomorrow. And you've seen a lot of the regulations that were brought in during COVID kind of done by statutory instrument or done by a regulation from the minister that were brought in. So I presume that's what he meant rather than the Dáil actually passing it. But as Gavin Riley, obviously presenter of On the Record on Newstalk, pointed out this morning, all these changes came in 110 hours ago officially, and the law that actually underpins them in black and white or the regulations have yet to be published. So a lot of this is being done very much behind the fact.
Yeah. Now, who's policing all of this? You see, I was just thinking over the weekend, you know, you've got the Dangerous Dogs Act, and in South Dublin, I think there's one dog warden. Fireworks are illegal. I haven't heard anything but fireworks during the month of October. That'll continue through November. Bonfires are illegal. They're being constructed at the moment, and poor fire men and women will put themselves in harm's way on Halloween and in the run up to it. You know, drinking on the street, that's illegal. That's never enforced. No appetite for enforcement. enforcement, litter, the same thing. Lots of rules, but no appetite for enforcement.
No, absolutely not. We talked about this last week when we were discussing who's actually doing the inspections and the HSA and the HSE, you know, going around doing them. Are they being done in enough volume? So is it going to be put onto the guards? The guards have very much taken a view, certainly when it comes to the COVID certs, look, that's not our responsibility. So are they going to be expected to be outside every nightclub in the country, ensuring there's not a big congregation outside?
And checking what time you downloaded your ticket and what time does this nightclub open? And I mean, is this nonsense?
Very messy. Very, very messy. I think it feels like it hasn't been thought out at all, that it was this idea from Cabinet that, oh, we can't have this big congregation outside. How are we going to stop it? We'll just do this without any consultation, clearly no consultation with the industry, given the reaction from the industry. And now they're backpedaling to try and do that this week and find something that's workable.
All right.
So we'll hear more on that through the day, no doubt.
Great stuff. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Thank you very much. Michael O'Donovan has been listening to that, chairperson in Cork of the VFI and owner of the Castle Inn. So what do you make of these discussions?
Yeah, Pat, I've just heard that they've concluded their we've a National Council meeting now at 11 to discuss them. But it just seems it's getting, I don't know, farcical at this stage, Pat. You know, if you have a late night venue this weekend, lots of them would operate during the day doing food. People would be in enjoying early evening meals. They might stay for a few drinks. Are we now being put in the scenario that we'll have to, at 11 o'clock, ask them to leave, buy a ticket, go somewhere else at 11 o'clock and come back then at 12 o'clock with a ticket to gain access? So, like, the practicalities of this are just really difficult to work out. And look, most venues wouldn't have ticketing systems. So even the cost of getting in a ticketing system at this stage for this weekend, you know, this needs to be worked out and I think worked through. And I just don't think it's practical to bring it in this weekend.
Yeah. Now, how did the Cork Jazz Festival go? Because obviously there were lots of venues operating late night. We saw the pretty shocking scenes outside Copperface Jack's in Dublin and saw some video inside certain nightclubs and people were literally jammed face to face. I mean, there was no social distancing at all. How did it go in Cork for the Jazz Festival?
It went very good for the publicans that I've spoken to yesterday and today. You know, if you had a dance license, if you had there was general exemptions in place across Cork City for the weekend. So any late night venue that had live music and had their designated dance floor, they were allowed to go to their capacity. And, you know, there was a lot of people out, a lot of people enjoying themselves. Unfortunately, for smaller bars, they had to operate at reduced capacity. But I think people got out and about, and look, it was a real success. And
success in terms of the tills, but there are many people who say, God almighty, what are we at? This is a rerun of Christmas 2020. They were warned by Neffet not to do certain things. They did it anyway, and we all ended up closed down. So you may make a fortune in the short term and over the next few weekends, but what then if you're closed down?
Look, the HSE were very active and the HSA here in Cork City across the weekend, checking many, many premises. They were in checking that everybody was COVID checked coming in, that they had their certs, that the contact tracing was in place. So look, all the guidelines that were there were followed. And look, we very much hope that the HSE and the HSA continue doing this, and not just in Cork City, right across the country, because this is what will keep our sector open and what will keep us going forward.
Yeah, it's kind of anomalous that there are many young people who can't go to work because the employer can't ask them for a COVID cert. And at the same time, those same young people can rock up to a nightclub with 1,000 people in it and breathe the shared air. Bizarre.
Yeah, it is. And look, even in our own industry, Pat, it's bizarre that you can go to a late night venue, a club, which is great, and they can go to capacity because everybody in there is going to be COVID checked, that they have their certificates. But yet in a small bar where you know your locals, we're very much restricted in how many people can come in, even though we know everybody in that same venue is COVID checked as well and has been vaccinated. So it's just hard operating in it at the moment with all the different guidelines and all the different rules.
Yeah, and you can't ask your staff whether they're double vaxxed or not.
No, I can't ask my staff that question. It's up to themselves if they want to get vaccinated. But I think, look, at the moment, I know from across the sector here in Cork, many staff are telling us that they're vaccinated and it's great, but we can't ask the question. But if they tell us themselves...
Yeah, and they could lie to you as well, you know, unless they show you the COVID cert. But don't forget, the 18 to 34-year-old cohort is the least vaccinated in terms of the adult population. So that's what I suppose is the worry. Look, Michael, we have to leave it there. Michael O'Donovan, Cork chairperson of the AFI and owner of the Castle Inn.